This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you so much for joining us here on the program. It's a beautiful Saturday. It's also the last one in November. We head into December, heading towards the winter solstice. And that is an auspicious day for all of us, because it means that we are then heading in the other direction towards more daylight. But it also is a celebratory day as well. We'll talk about that in the Human Tribe here on Tell Me Your Story. And this is Tell Me Your Story. I am Richard Dugan. The sun is not exactly high in the sky as it would be in May and June, but it is out there shining above. And we here on the Central Coast have a marine layer rolling in. Nice fog, kind of nice. I spent a beautiful late morning, early afternoon in the valley around the vineyards, and absolutely gorgeous country out here in the Central Coast of California. Well, we're going to be traveling northward up into the northwestern part of the country. I believe it's up in the Oregon area, to talk with the members of the founders of an organization called the Human Tribe. You thought you'd heard it all about us as humans and how we can congregate and commune. Well, we're going to find out more about how that can be beneficial. New paradigms for a new world is what they're bringing forth as well, so that we can live our passion, we can move forward, and we can have more enthusiasm and excitement for life. And I'd like to welcome Tara, Stacia, and is it Stephanie?
Yes.
To our program. Welcome, ladies. And you're in what part? Is it indeed Oregon?
It is in Oregon. It's in Portland.
Portland, okay. I've flown in and driven away from it. But we are doing very well here, and we are certainly glad that you came here. Tell us a little bit about the Human Tribe and how it got started and why.
how and why. Why is it was a calling. I think each one of us had a calling in our hearts. Can you hear us?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, I'm sorry. The reason why is because we each had a calling in our hearts, and how we decided to come together was we were all called to the Northwest from different places. One of us from Connecticut, one of us from Georgia, and one of us was already here kind of holding space. The Human Tribe is a lot of things. Among one is a charitable organization, and we provide scholarships for people who hold the belief that they can't afford alternative care, services, and education. But beyond that, we support and educate people in finding their inner healer and their true voice, as well as discovering their passion.
So when did you start this?
We started this in June of this year, June of 2008. The process started, the ideas started 15 years ago. Myself, Tara, I'm Tara Farmer, and I had some ideas that I started talking to other friends about, and nobody else seemed like they were ready to get on board, and so I just kept holding at the idea. And when I moved out here and met Stacia Bliss, she had a lot of the same ideas that I had. And about 3 weeks later, after we had decided to start doing something with our ideas, we met Stephanie Besson, who started to talk about some of the ideas she had as well that really coincided and blended with what we were discussing. And since then, more things have happened to us than can even be possibly imagined. We are already receivers of donations. We've got somebody who's going to be donating money to us for a concert that he's doing in December. We've had a couple of auctions that have already raised money. We have a lot of support and people behind us right now.
And the message or the statement, the mission of the Human Tribe is a little bit broader, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, and not just dealing with alternative forms of healthcare. This is dealing with finding one's passion, being well enough, if you will.
Yeah. This is Stacia. I want to talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
For me, I was always studying in alternative healthcare, I've worked in the alternative healthcare field for 8 to 10 years, doing like wellness consulting. I'm a nutritional herbologist. I've been instructing yoga as well for the past 5 years. And to me, I really wanted to see something that went beyond just a wellness center where people came and they saw a practitioner who they considered their healer, and then they went home. And I really wanted to find a way to empower people to know that we all have a healer within us, that we all have the ability to heal ourselves. And so when I met Tara, she was working a slightly different angle to this. She was trying to empower people and telling them. I actually started taking voice lessons from her, and she began to speak about how I had my true voice and what was my true voice and where had I lost it and how could I become empowered to speak from my most authentic place. And that seemed to go so well with what I was working toward that this is how we stumbled into this, what we have created, the human tribe.
What does it mean to speak from or sing from your most authentic place?
There's really less involved than it seems in the beginning. Most people who come to see me, whenever I work with them in finding their true voice, they've got to get through the old beliefs that they've created in their head. And we all have voices in our head. Don Miguel Ruiz calls it the matote. Eckhart Tolle calls it the ego or the pain body, right? And I basically just call it the voices in the head. They're the things that keep us from what we're actually supposed to be doing, and we have to start listening to those voices. Once we actually listen to them, we realize what the old beliefs were, and it's so much easier for us to let them go.
That's akin to the still small voice, if you will.
Well, the still small voice is the true voice. That mm-hmm. is correct.
Okay. That intuitive voice. I received an email from someone the other day. I had left out some food for them that had been left here by someone else, and it was just a generous way of showing their appreciation. And I left it behind, and the person sent me an email saying, "Your intentions were good. Unfortunately, it made me ill." And yet, the still small voice inside told me that I shouldn't eat it. Well, I'm thinking, okay, then why didn't you listen?
Right. It's that still small voice, and the part of his ego that talked him into eating it was probably that part that said, "I don't want to let him down," or "I don't want to tell him that I couldn't eat his food," mm-hmm. or whatever. And that's just from the old beliefs that we create as children that say, be nice to the people, you know, like be so nice that you ignore the voice inside.
Stacia, how did you connect with Tara in the first place?
Well, actually, my partner had bought me an introductory voice lesson with her for my birthday last year, which was actually my birthday's the solstice, December 21st. So funny you're talking about that today. But yeah, I saw her on January 1st of this year for my first lesson, and that's how we met. Immediately when I met her, we resonated. On my way to visiting her, actually in the car, I had this overwhelming feeling that something big was about to happen. And I was actually very emotional coming to see her, and as she was introducing her way of teaching, which is no ordinary voice lesson, I was overwhelmed. It was like I was meeting someone that I had known for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So.
And when we come back, I want to ask Stephanie also how she came to connect with the two of you and with the human tribe as we continue here on Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. I'm Rita's in studio with me as we continue talking with Tara, Stacia, and Stephanie here on this program. Don't go away. It's richarddugan.com. You can also go to the-human-tribe.com. And we'll have more here on the program. Stay with us. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan along with Amrita, and we are here with the human tribe. Right now it is comprised of three, Tara Farmer. It is Stacia Bliss, is that correct?
Yes.
And then there is Stephanie, and I didn't catch your last name. I'm sorry, say that again?
Bassin.
Bassin, okay. And how did you hook up with these two ladies, and what was it about the human tribe that said yes to you, or that you said yes to?
I came out west. I had voices in my head in the morning.
Those voices again.
That I needed to move out west. And I was trying to tell them to stop talking. And I listened. I came. And my inspiration to come out here was the environmental awareness and the alternative medicine that was out here. I knew that it was more of a part of life instead of just in the clinics back home in the East Coast. And I came out here. Within 2 weeks, I was at Unity Church, and I was speaking to one of the volunteer coordinators there, and she said, "You have to meet Stasia." I mean, Tara Farmer and Stasia Bliss. And what said yes to me was, I want to help people in their transition in life and transition into their true selves and go from things that they feel that they should be doing into their passions and doing what they want to do. This way, we're all happy helping each other. It's natural that we want to be helping each other and doing our best.
So what is your passion?
My passion is activities. I love to move around and dance. I've been a personal trainer. I've been a competitive tennis player. I now am a massage therapist with the Human Tribe and on my own. And I'm moving into dancing. A type of shamanic dance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my passion.
What about you, Stasia?
My passion is life. Breathing, laughing, moving, interacting with people. And I mean, just being my true self, which is, I've always looked at myself as just a grown-up child, as many of us do. And so just being able to get through that barrier with people where they can actually be a child, you know, and play.
And Tara?
My passion is singing and connecting people. I love to connect people together and connect people to their voice, connect people to the earth. I love connecting. It's like putting pieces of a puzzle together, and it just pulls me and calls me. But singing is my personal passion that fills me up on the inside.
So there are some real practical aspects to creating this organization called the Human Tribe. How did you face those, knowing what you know about the universe, about spirit, about those inner voices and so forth? How did you work through all of the, what to some potentially is a lot of struggle and a lot of quote-unquote hard work?
That's a really good question. I think Stasia wants to talk about that.
It's a really good question, and it's one that we've just kind of had to let go of what is the answer and really allow spirit, if you will, to come through us and kind of not be the ones doing but be the ones allowing this organization to take form and to happen. People just keep coming to us. People just, like you, Richard, you found Tara, you just found her. It was like at the very beginning, I think it had only been a few weeks that we'd been together. And we hardly had the message out at all. And it's just been like that continuously since the inception. It's just creating itself. We like to say we're just like the midwives of this organization that wants to be birthed. And we are just helping it happen.
So I'm curious, too, going back to a little more of the practical aspects, what is it that qualifies the three of you to, shall we say, run this organization? Is it just the voices inside?
That's a very good question. Well, yes and no. Practically, when it comes to practical, I mean, like Stasia mentioned earlier, what she's been doing for a while in terms of her studies and things like that. I mean, when it comes to practicality, I've been studying voice since I was about 6 years old. I've been teaching voice for about 15 years. I've been studying wellness and nutrition for about that same amount of time. you know, Stephanie mentioned a little while ago that she is a personal trainer. She's also a massage therapist. And each one of us does energy work. And, you know, I'm a Reiki master. The other two girls are studying Reiki. It's, you know, there's so many things that each one of us are doing that could keep us in a practical, in the practical world. If people wanted certificates, we could give them to, you know, we could give them that. But when it comes down to it, we're doing what our hearts tell us to do. Mm-hmm. You know, we know what we want to do. And every time the universe keeps showing up and saying, well, here's a way to do it. We know that that's how we are supposed to do it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Like the business plan itself, like the paperwork, the practicality of getting a tax ID number. You know, none of us really knew how to do that. And people that could help us with those things have just shown up. And I've actually, this is Stasia, taken on some responsibilities of doing, you know, some paperwork things that I would have never thought was my talent, but has just come through and, you know, like, you can do this. You can do
right.
this. You can make flyers. You can, you know, do a business plan. And it's been surprising to me. It's been surprising to us what we've been able to do.
I've been working on the website, and I'd never done that before. And Steph?
And I've watched, I've worked with millionaires back home in the East from Manhattan, and I've watched them. They hold the vision, and they just have everybody around them pulling their part and their piece. They just hold the vision and just go with it.
That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And reiterate to us once again, what is that vision?
The vision is co-creating a world where everyone lives their passion.
There you go. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. I'm talking with Tara Farmer and Stasia Bliss. And Stephanie, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get your pronunciation down. It sounds to me like Tara and Stasia have changed their names instead. But Stephanie, your last name once again.
Besson. Called Besson.
All right, Stephanie, I want to thank you for your patience in that regard, and I want to ask you to stay with us, everybody. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and we are talking with the Human Tribe here on AM 1290, and this is Tell Me Your Story. You can go to richarddugan.com, check out the radio programs, go to the schedules page, click on the links to the various hosts and their information at their website, such as the-human-tribe.com. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay with us. Tell Me Your Story. This is the program bringing you new paradigms for a new world. I'm Richard Dugan, your host here on a Saturday afternoon and every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. streaming live on the internet. RichardDugan.com is the location on the web, and there's a link. It's a Listen Live link. Click on that. And I have a funny feeling after checking the stats just earlier today that Tara and her group there, the tribe, we're accessing my website considerably. Well, we hope you'll continue to access. Stay with us. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and we are talking with the ladies who founded the Human Tribe out of Portland, Oregon. We're talking with Tara, Stasia, and Stephanie, and I'm here in studio with Amrita as we're chatting about what the Human Tribe is. I'm curious as to what it will become. Will it remain a tribe, or is there another level there that we can look forward to? I mean, is this going to turn into a physical community, say there in Portland or somewhere in the outskirts kind of thing? Because I know a lot of people, whether you're talking about alternative forms of health and getting people well and healthy to the point where they can live their passion, a lot of people are wanting to find that alternate way of living, living off the land and growing their own food and having their own livestock and not dealing with the irradiated and the genetically engineered, and the list goes on, and they want to have a simpler life. Is that where this is headed?
Yeah, it's heading there. That's the big goal in the future. That was one of the major things. This is Stephanie. Why I came out here to do sustainable living, and I knew it was more prevalent out here. And my vision is to live off the land and be sustainable in a community that has wellness involved, where we feel that we are self-healers. And I've done some research on it since I've been out here, and I went to Costa Rica to live in a community down there. and experience how they live off the land there, all Americans that have this big community area. And that's what I see.
And we don't have a specific place in mind as of yet, only because it hasn't called us yet.
Okay. Well, I know that there are folks right here in the Santa Barbara area who have been working on that project, that type of generating of a community, and they want...
We actually have a very good friend who is looking for a place in the Santa Barbara area that is specifically looking for a place to keep their pets. And if anybody is interested in talking to us that lives in that area, please contact us through the Human Tribe website. That's thehumantribe.com with dashes in between the words.
Mm-hmm.
You can also email us at humantribe@yahoo.com. You can call us on the phone, but if you go to our website and just go to the contact page, it has all our emails and all our phone numbers. And we are looking to support this family that is really needing to find a home that they can call their own, whether it's to own it or to rent it, but preferably to own it, and with property that can house their chickens, of which they have several, around 40, and some dogs and some cats, and themselves as well. And so if you know anybody out there in Radio Land in the Santa Barbara area or surrounding areas, please contact us and we will get them that information. And we're doing the same for so many others around the United States. So one of the things for us to do is to connect people with other people, people with the land. So that's one way to help the human tribe.
So this actually is an outreach through the alternative forms of health in terms of an alternative form of, shall we say, mental health, because it sounds like folks like the people you're talking about are looking for, I don't know, you know, maybe peace of mind, some type of sense of not only belonging, but maybe a sense of security in the space in which they live.
Mm-hmm.
And that can go a long way to allow them to stay focused energetically on their passion.
Yes, of course.
I see also in the future with our community, I see it, I want to reach out and make it easier for people around the states to duplicate the same kind of type of community, sustainable living.
I know that a lot of people are turning to this concept primarily because of what they see going on in the show, because we've referred to it this way, the more practical world. You know, they read the newspapers, they hear it on the radio and television about the various crises that the planet is facing, whether it's global warming or then you can bring it down to more national and then local and then even personal levels. And some people are saying, you know, this ain't working and I'm tired of this struggle and I want something different. And they may have this inner knowing that they've never really followed before, but it's telling them there's another way. I don't know what it is, but I got to find it.
Right, and that's that's what passion is all about. There's something inside that's an inner voice, and we have to start learning. It comes from the high heart. One of the things that I'm actually in the process of doing, we're each writing books right now, and a book that I'm writing is called Vocal Empowerment Through the High Heart. And the high heart there are energy centers in the body. Many people know them as chakras, and the high heart is the chakra that's between the heart chakra and the throat chakra. And it's the one that communicates yeses and nos. And about 98% of the things that you're going to hear from the high heart is no, because there's only a few things that's going to help you focus on your passion and get exactly what you want out of life. And we have to be able to listen to that voice, because if we keep going with the nos, even though somewhere in our gut, like we talked about earlier, that still small voice, it actually sits in the high heart. And if we can tap on that place on our chest, between our heart and our throat, it actually helps to access information from that area so that we can open to that inner truth that's trying to be voiced into the world.
How would one do that? I mean, is there a technique of...
Not a specific technique, and I'm working on some different things. I'm doing a lot of research right now, personal research, also talking to other people who have done some study on the high heart. There's not a lot of information out there. But every time I read something,
I realized that the truth I keep finding inside myself is what other people have come up with, just like with other thing, you know, the other energy centers in the body. There's a lot of agreement on each individual one, and it's coming up the same way with the high heart. So if you just tap on that place, there's a type of tapping technique called EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, and you can find that on Gary Craig's website. If you just Google it, it's really easy to find. And it's something that we've all been studying a little bit about, but I've been using it in a lot of my sessions, and I use it on myself a lot. But you don't even have to know that technique. If you just tap on the high heart and ask it to open up, the passion that builds up in our heart starts to flow out into the world through our voice. And so that's just something you can do simply every morning when you get up in the morning. Say, okay, high heart, communicate with me. Tell me the best path to walk. And I'll listen.
I know that there was a time in my life when I was sort of having dialogues with that voice. I used to apologize. I'm sorry I didn't listen. I'm sorry. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, this voice is talking to me, so I should be able to talk, and then we should be able to communicate, and I should be able to express my sorrow for, oops, I did it again, I didn't listen, I'm really sorry, and I will make a more concerted effort to listen to you. Sometimes it gets really hard because we've got all of these other stories, all of these other lower voices, if you will, that are constantly going.
Absolutely. And if you can't listen to those, you're not going to be able to hear the other voice that's supposed to be communicating with you. They're trying to say something too, but they're only telling you what you've held on to, the beliefs that you've held on to. And so we have to listen to them just so that we can let them go. Mm-hmm. If we're pushing them away, they're going to keep coming back, just like a little kid. Hey, don't you want to know this? Don't you? You want to know this?
Yeah.
You know, very intense about that. It's the same thing. That's what those voices are. They're voices we created as children. So one of the things that's been happening is, like I said, we're all writing books, and I would love to take the opportunity for Stacia to talk a little bit about the book that she's writing as well.
Please.
Sure. I'm writing the book. It's called The Chocolate Fast.
The Chocolate Fact?
Chocolate Fast.
Oh, Fast.
Yes.
Do I feel like this is geared more towards women than guys? Because guys aren't as into chocolate as gals, but we like it too.
This is actually a fast, but it's also a metaphor. This is about how embracing our joy in life help us to tap into our truest self. Now, I use chocolate as a metaphor because I actually did the experience of a chocolate fast. And chocolate is sort of, you know, it's metaphorical. It's something that, you know, many of us love, but we hold it away from ourselves. We give it to ourselves little bits at a time. Okay, I had too much. You know, I feel guilty. I feel bad that I, you know, indulged so much, and even to the point of feeling physically ill.
Mm.
So the metaphor is that if we can take a certain period of time, say with chocolate for this, you know, 24-hour fast, and we allow ourselves to completely embrace this thing that we love, and we give it full attention, that we actually, in that moment of finding joy with this thing, that we align ourselves. We align all of our subtle bodies, if you will, our physical body, our emotional body. When we feel joy, just like in anything in life, when you're feeling joyful, you're in alignment with your truest self. And in that alignment, you are open to receiving your most authentic path, your most authentic voice, what you really want to do. So using it as a tool for finding that place in yourself.
Well, I know that in the process of finding ourselves here in Santa Barbara 2.5 years later, one of my big passions was to get to the ocean, and here we are. And the other one, of course, was to bring Amrita here. This is her hometown, and so here we are. And so now it's once those passions or those dreams, if you will, are fulfilled, then it's time to dream anew, come up with another one that you want. And then when that's fulfilled, you come up with another one, and you just don't stop dreaming.
Yeah, because as spirit, as being, we're constantly seeking to expand into our greater and greater expression of ourselves.
Let me ask the three of you, because something that Stephanie said earlier, that she came out here from back east, she came out to the west. I do understand that it was because the voice was telling you, you know, go west, young lady, go west. But I've often heard, philosophically speaking, that when you are going towards something, you are also at the same time going away from something. Is there any part of any part within any three of you that speaks to what you left behind? Were you running from anything in particular, a particular lifestyle, a situation, and that type of thing, and this just kind of had to open up? Or was this really, from your perspective, a genuine, true calling that it wasn't a question of giving up or running away from?
I spent actually 10 years making sure I wasn't running away. I had this knowing that I needed to go somewhere and to expand myself. And 10 years I stayed home because I wanted to make sure I wasn't running away. And I actually got to the point where I had a $15,000 raise. My boss said, "What do you want so that we could keep you here?" I said, okay, I'll stay. This is what I want. And the next morning I woke up crying. I just knew I just had to go to expand myself, if that answers.
That was Stephanie, and then this is Tara, and I came from Georgia. And there's a lot of thoughts that come up, a lot of voices, reminders, and things that come up when you ask that question, because at first I was like, no, I'm not running away from anything, because I've done so many, you know, so much therapy and so much work on and I've done so many, you know, I've studied with so many people, and no, I'm not running away from anything. But actually, it wasn't so much that I literally was running away, because like Stephanie, for 15 years I'd been creating an idea in my heart, listening to the inner voice that said, you know, this is what you need to be doing, because it feeds your soul, it feeds your heart, it feeds your spirit. You need to be singing, and you need to be creating a space where others can connect and come together and find what they want to do with their lives. And it just kept not working on where I was. And so as a result of that, in a way I could say that I was running away from that area, only because it wasn't providing what I was needing to sink in my feet and really allow myself to do it exactly what I wanted to do. When I came out here, I moved here last March 2007, and by January I'd met Stasia, and then by June of this year we were starting a business that had been trying to be created for 15 years.
What about you, Stasia?
Well, I'm a very stubborn spirit. I love change. My mom used to say I was like a whirlwind in a china shop, that I changed too much, that along my way I would often cause destruction in my path. And as I came toward this space in my life, I think that I stubbornly, you know, worked through all the areas of, you know, what, you know, doing it wrong that I possibly could, and not succeeding and not finding my, you know, true joy and my passion. But I had found all the things that I didn't want and that I wasn't going to repeat. And so as I came closer and closer meeting Tara, I really had come to a point in my life. I had just had a baby, and my life had, you know, taken a complete change. And for once, things just started to gradually open in a way that said yes to me. And I would check with myself, you know, is this okay? You know, is this going to be something that creates good and joy? I wanted life to be more gentle with me. And so it's...
How different are your lives than they were before you set out on this adventure?
The people who are listening right now that know all of us,
mm-hmm,
might be able to better answer that question.
Well, why don't you call in?
The reason I say that is because we can all agree that we've all had this calling in our hearts since very young, and we were supported in different ways from our families,
that they might not have understood us along the way, and yet we still were very loved. We were very supported, and we kept trying. We just kept trying to do what we felt like. And I feel like we're still doing that. We will continue to keep trying to do what fills our heart. And so in a way, we're the same as we've always been, but I know that once we were able to step in, I mean, we each one of us have quit jobs that we were working for someone else because of, and that there was a lot of fear in that. Here we are stepping into something that's pretty much completely the unknown. We don't know what's going to come out of this, but we need to step into this knowing there's fear. And because of that, that's how we're different. It's almost like when you step into your power, you become empowered.
All right, so let me ask you, if you knew then what you know now, the still small voice aside, would you have still jumped?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Human Tribe, that's The Human Tribe, the-human-tribe.com. And you can check out the information. You can get in touch with them via email. You can get there also through richarddugan.com. That's Richard, D-U-G-A-N.com. You'll be able to hear this program following the broadcast here at 4 o'clock Pacific time. We'll be posting it up there as about 10 or 15 minutes after the program's over, and you'll be able to listen to it again if there's anything that you missed or you wanted to hear again a little more in depth. And we'll be having these folks on again, I'm sure, down the road. We'll be in connection with them throughout the time so that we can, again, network and bring other people together of like mind. And I guess that's really where we're headed, is in that direction of sharing that vision of like-mindedness, of community, of living your passion and your vision and your dream. And I find it fascinating that having moved here, and even as a kid, I still remember my mother's words ringing in my ear when out in the garden in the front yard, she said, "The only best way to get rid of weeds is with elbow grease." Of course, she did have to explain that one to me. But I love working with the land. I love working with the animals that we have, being around the trees and the plants and all of that. It's just an extraordinary experience. It's that is the land that time forgot, and it's a wonderful place to be for me. Well, that's part of what my passion is. I know Amrita feels the same way about working the land and working with animals, and we're in the process of also trying to create, along with some other folks, an expanded rescue center for animals that either are abandoned or have been injured or what have you, and. They are just an extraordinary lesson for us, as well as a source of love and compassion. It's just it is truly an extraordinary experience. But again, that's where we are. We don't know where you are. You have to find that out. And Tara, can they get in touch with you to get some type of support or direction or counsel to find that?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the ways is definitely through our website, thehumantribe.com, with the dashes between the words. And if you Google The Human Tribe, we're at the top. So enough people hit our website that's helpful too. But also, I mean, you can definitely call me on my phone, 503-734-0253. Stasia and Stephanie also do support with people over the phone. Each one of us, if you go onto our website and go to the Contact Us page and email us, and I don't know, at some point I would love to talk about one of the things that we're looking for, one of the things that we're seeking as a group.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about that. Just a quick reminder, this is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and I'm here with Amrita, along with Tara, Stasia, and Stephanie, the Human Tribe. And right now, it is primarily the three of you as the triune, if you will, holding it together.
Yes. At this point, we do have volunteers that have been helping us out a lot, and we have had donors and other things. The volunteers we really depend on highly. We can certainly always use more. So if you're in the Portland area, and if you're actually anywhere else in the U.S. and are interested in starting something like this, please get in contact with us, because we can use all the support we need. We need a lot. I mean, as we all do.
Yeah.
Because we provide a lot of support. We also need our own support in terms of trying to...
Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Stasia, Tara, Stephanie, Amrita, and I are here talking about the members of the human tribe. Is everybody a member of the human tribe, Tara?
Yes, we believe they are. I just hope everybody else can believe that they are as well.
Yeah, and yet when we're driving down the freeway, sometimes we question that. I want to thank all three of you and everybody in studio as well for joining us here on the program. And I encourage people to get in touch with you and the human tribe. And again, I really do appreciate the three of you taking time out to share your stories with us.
We thank you so much, Richard and Amrita. Thank you for what you're doing. Continue doing it.
Thank you.
We will do our utmost to continue to do it here on this program. Tell Me Your Story every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. And again, you'll be able to hear this program on the Internet because it will be archived. So go to the show's page. I'm actually in the process of upgrading that so that it's a little easier to find things and getting a lot of good advice from folks as well. This is Tell Me Your Story. I am Richard Dugan, and I encourage you to stay with us. Next Saturday, we're going to be taking your phone calls because Candy Huff, she is a local psychic. She's a healer, actually a healing practitioner. And she's also a licensed Reiki master, and she is a motivational and inspirational speaker as well. And she will be joining us to take your phone calls here on the program. Our number will be, as it always is, 805-564-1290. That's 805-564-1290. And also, if you're listening live on the Internet next Saturday, you can give us a call by calling 866-564-1290. I'm Richard Dugan, and I want to thank you very much for joining us on this. It's our Thanksgiving weekend program, and we certainly hope that you'll join us next week, the first Saturday in December, for Tell Me Your Story. Love to all. Bye-bye.